Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you listen to this. This is Tanks and Tutties presented by Tubbs and Frank. Let's get right into it, Austin. How was your weekend?
It was all right. Didn't do much. I actually, this is going to be tough to admit, but I helped set up a baby shower, and let me tell you, it was rough. So, yeah. I mean, how about you?
Well, we got to go back to that. I didn't know that coming into this. You had to help set up a baby shower as a male?
Yeah. So, basically, they just needed...
How'd you get roped into that one?
Well, basically, my girlfriend was in charge of it, and they needed, you know, brains and muscles, so... They reached out to me, and there I was, you know, Superman. So,
I just want to start with this.
And then okay. Well, in my defense, it was also one of my friend's baby showers. Like, I know her personally. We worked together for 2.5 years, so I was going to be there anyways. Might as well help.
And then I'm going to hit you. Then I'm going to hit you with a. You said they needed muscles.
Well, yeah.
Dude, you're 90 pounds soaking wet.
140, check that.
Got twigs for arms.
I just weighed myself yesterday. Okay. We put on 5 pounds recently, so.
Gonna need a weight check on the Twitter. But my weekend, man, fantastic. I think it's the best weekend I've had in years. Went on a golf trip up to Gaylord, played some beautiful tracks, drank a heavy amount of soda pops, and I'm hurting today, real sore, but it was well worth it just because the beautiful course is up there. Great. So for today's show, we've got our gambling talk. We're gonna go lots of baseball to cover, NBA draft, NHL finals, a little bit of NFL talk. Then we've got our Grid Award of the Week. We're gonna do a little weekend preview, and then any little miscellaneous things at the end there. But should be a good show. So let's hop right into it. Gambling. Last week, we both went 1-0 in our locks. You had Braves first five, or did you have Braves money line full game?
No, Braves money line. And I'm going to double-check the score real quick. I know they won. I think it was a close game, but I know they won. Glad I didn't take the -1.5, if that is what it was. Let's see. It was last Monday, to be exact. Yeah, they won. They beat the... Giants 2-1. So yeah, you know.
Yep. And then I had Tampa money line. I told you they weren't losing that night, and I was right. Plus odds hit that. Obviously didn't hit my long shot. It's difficult. They gave me some hope. Last night's game real close, but Avs locked it up, and good for them. Young team, cool to see. And then I don't know if you caught it in the trophy ceremony there. They just dropped the trophy.
Yeah, I did see that.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
That's a tough scene.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I did tell you so. Age was exactly that, nothing but a number. And, you know, Abs came out, and quicker, younger, you know, that age keeps them stealthy, keeps them quick. So, you know, Abs took the series.
Kale McCarr, that guy is going to be, that dude is going to be a stud for a long time.
Yeah, that team is definitely good.
So, 1-0 both of us in our locks. I'm 0-1 of my long shot, and your long shot was the Adames bet, correct?
Yeah, which I actually want to clean up with you before we get any further into this. Do we want to go 20 in the second half, or do we want to go 20 from when I said it? Because I said 20 in the second half, and we said, so 33 or more, which at this point I think he's up to 16.
I would like to go 20 in the second half.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I just wanted to double check, you know. I mean, I was going to be fine if you said 33 plus. But yeah, I mean, he kind of, I don't want to say he got hot this week, but he did hit a couple more. You know, we're inching closer, and I just didn't want to mess you up and screw you over, take your money. He is currently sitting at 15 now, so.
Yep, and I feel like 20 plus in the second half is more of a long shot as well. 33 would have been not difficult given where he's at right now, so.
Well, I wouldn't say
this week, though.
But...
This week, though, we've got some non. How would I put this? Non. You can't get it on a sports book. It's just a fun week. We've got 4th of July coming up.
Maybe.
It's gonna be a good weekend. If anybody listening wants to take me up on the bet that I'm about to take for my lock, hit my line, or hit our Twitter. So my lock is me consuming over 40.5 beers this weekend. It is 4th of July weekend. I do love to drink. Especially on a freedom weekend like
Isn't
this.
Isn't that what 4th of July is for? It's for drinking, right?
Exactly. It's drinking and golf. Golf and Sunday.
Red, white, and brews, baby.
Get them out there. So, yep, if anybody wants to take that under, hit me up. But I'm going to be drinking. That's Friday to Sunday.
Okay, so we're counting all 3 days.
I won't be drinking on Monday. Yep, so 40 and a half in 3 days. That's a good amount.
So you mean to tell me this is the entire weekend? You're taking this bet for the entire weekend, but you're not including the holiday that the weekend is based around.
Well, see, but on the holiday, I head home from the place that I will be at, so I probably won't drink.
Okay, probably safe.
I go hard on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. I sometimes take it easy, but probably not. But
understand.
Anyways, my long shot, the longest shot you're probably ever going to hear come out of my mouth, that's probably a lie, but I think the Pistons land Durant in the offseason.
Whoa.
Given what happened with Kyrie Irving and the whole Ben Simmons thing, and I think he's fed up. I think instead of ring chasing, he wants to go be a part of something. Mm. And obviously, the Pistons just had a couple good pickups. We'll talk about those later. But I think they go out and they get Durant. They've got the money for it.
I'm saying based off his past.
That's it.
I'm going to say that's an extra, extra long shot. Probably, you know, I don't know. You might be 0-2 in your long shots coming here soon.
That's okay. They're long shots for a reason. It's just going to be a huge celebration when we eventually hit one.
Fair.
So I'm not trying to make money off of this. That's why we got locks.
You're right. Speaking of locks.
What's how?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the basketball theme here. And like Jake said, you know, there's a whole debacle in Brooklyn. This team is in shambles. Not really sure why, to be honest with you. I mean, Kyrie's kind of a cancer here. So I'm going to stick with that and say my lock is Kyrie's not going to play another game for the Nets. You know, you might be able to find this one on books, actually. I would say probably DraftKings might eventually offer this or something. You know, they usually offer like, oh, what team is this player going to play for next? Well, I'm going to tell you this. Kyrie's not going back to the Nets. There's 0% chance. He wants out of there so bad. And then I'm going to stick with that with my long shot as well. And I'm going to say this. It's a long, like, phrase for a long shot. Russ is getting traded to the Nets for Kyrie. It's going to be a sign-and-trade deal. All you need to know is the long shot is Russ is getting traded to the Nets and Kyrie's going to the Lakers.
Now, I'm not a huge NBA guy, but did LeBron and Kyrie have a falling out or no?
I don't know if I would call it.
I thought they had a falling out after Cleveland.
I don't know if it's really a falling out or what exactly they called it, but I mean, Kyrie narrowed it down to he had like four different places where he said, all right, sign and trade, this is where I can go, nowhere else. Because, I mean, he either has to accept his option, his team, I think it's team option. He either has to accept that or he has to agree to a sign and trade. So he basically gets to pick what teams he gets to go to. But then on the other side, that other team that he's going to then also has to find a package that both teams can agree on. Thing is, nobody wants Russ. So
that's the problem. Nobody wants Westbrook.
Oh.
But I feel like the Lakers didn't help him much by not letting him facilitate. He's a point guard, so, and they kept throwing him shooting
guard. Yeah,
but
point guards are supposed to be shooters.
Couldn't shoot, so. Xavier Simpson wasn't. Remember that name? You don't.
I do, actually. I do.
King of the hook.
Yeah. Not a
All
fan.
All right, well, I think that wraps up gambling. We'll see how that ends up. I'm going to really push for this lock. I need to go 2-0 to start the year. The podcast, I should say.
I feel like those could be done fairly quickly. It's either going to be really quick or we're not going to know for a really long time.
Right.
So
those are all at the start of the season, by the way. That we can't, like, Kyrie can't sit out for the first part and then middle of the year all of a sudden he's on the Lakers. That doesn't count. That's a loss. Start of the season. So let's hop into some baseball. The tank's part of the show.
Sure thing.
If you don't mind, I would like to start with something that is just warming my heart and giving me butterflies.
Wait, I have one more thing. I have one more thing.
Oh, no, you got to let me go now. I started it. We'll hop back in a second.
No, this doesn't have to do with baseball. I just want to say, I'm so glad that this is not a video podcast. I've done a video podcast before. And let me tell you, if this was a video podcast right now, people would be looking at me like I was the biggest drug guy on this show. Because my allergies are absolutely killing me right now. My eyes are sweltering and just straight red. I look like I've had dust blown in my eyes for 12 hours straight. And just, it's not a good look. So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Now that you mention it, you do look faded.
Yeah.
You look faded.
Let me tell you, I'm not a drug guy.
And, you know, you're so skinny, too. You look like a meth addict.
All right. Back to baseball.
Yep, back to baseball. Riley fucking Green. I mean, come on. This kid is phenomenal. He's patient at the plate. He looks like he's a 10-year vet taking pitches and getting walks. And he's making diving plays that should give every real Tigers fan the best half chub of their lives.
Yeah.
He's blue balling us with these catches, and then he finishes off the next day with another great catch, back to back.
Yeah, I have to say, I think this dude might be the real deal. Coming out of Orlando, Florida.
Riley Reed Green. Riley Reed Green. That's his nickname. You heard it here first.
Mean Green Machine.
Oh. No, I like the other one better.
All right.
No, but anyways, he's patient at the plate. He's everything we wanted Torque to be, but obviously Torque's not going to be making diving plays. But Torque heated up with him in the lineup too. We're going to start calling him the Bang Bros, I think. I think that's what we're going to start calling him.
Oh.
The Bang Bros of Detroit.
Okay.
Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green, they're going to be around for a while.
Riley Green hit home runs?
Torque was heating up. He should be. He hasn't yet, but what did Torque have? He had like three games in a row with 2+ hits, correct?
No.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Oh, he had three games in a row with 2 hits last week. I think that fed into the week before.
Yeah, he's got 8 games under his belt.
The problem is the pitching, though. We're getting all these, you know, Riley Green's making plays, and Torque's heating up finally, and Baez figured it out. He learned how to stay off of a curveball in the dirt.
Baez was like a switch, too. It was so quick. Like, he's been complete ass the entire season, and then just, like, the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit, like, Baez is back to hitting home runs. Like, yeah, he's still striking out. He's going to strike out no matter what. Doesn't matter where he's playing, who's pitching. He's going to strike out. But
yep, he almost hit for the cycle on Wednesday. He was a triple shy. He's hitting tanks. And he looks good running around those bases, man.
He looks great. El Mago, still not a fan. Being a Cub, just, I don't know. I will never be able to get behind Javi Baez. I will say, though.
Well, that's my Tigers wank-off session. I'll let you take it away with Brewers / rest of the league.
Well, I'll keep going on the Tigers for a little bit here.
Riley Green's my favorite. Absolutely.
So I was shocked. I mean, Riley Green came up, and, you know, Monday, Torque had 2 hits, 3rd game in a row. Granted, they were playing the Red Sox. Red Sox beat them. But also, like, half of the Red Sox roster at the time was batting 300+. So, like, just to see the bats come back around, like, hey, you know, you're facing a super hot team. You're probably not going to win. But for the bats to finally come around for literally the worst offense in the major leagues this year so far, I mean, if I were a Tigers fan, I would be somewhat excited. And I mean, not only that, but Riley Green was hitting through his first 4 games, he was hitting almost .500, and he had 2 hits again on Tuesday. And I mean, yeah, the last 3, I think last 2 games, he's been hitless. He went 0-for-5 on Saturday, which was rough, but I mean, that's really the first real bad game he's had. Granted, he's only 8 games in, but I mean, he doesn't strike out.
And that Saturday that he went 0-for-5, the best diving catch I've seen in my life.
Yeah, so I mean, even if he's not hitting, he's going to make up for it in the outfield. He's fast. He gets a jump on the ball. He can read it. I mean, I seriously think he's going to be an all-star, a multi-time all-star in his career. And like you were saying, he doesn't strike out. I mean, he's got 5 strikeouts in his first 28 at-bats. Like, that's it?
Yeah, so he's so patient at the plate. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he needs to help Javi out.
I think him coming up brings up, you know, just some energy. Like, they were all expecting him to be there for opening day, and then the injury, and that kind of killed the energy for a little bit there. And, I mean, then you have bad energy to start the year. You start losing games. Then that just keeps compiling, and, you know, it's bad. It's bad juju. So for him to come back, I think that was a little bit of an energy boost for them, which was It was good to see. I mean, I'm not a Tiger
much
fan,
needed as a fan too.
It's cool to see them.
Much needed as a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been so boring to watch, and you got Kirk Gibson announcing games. That's just a snooze fest. But we finally got some excitement up there, and I hope we just keep the excited games coming. And you know, next year I'll get my hopes up again and call them a playoff team.
Yeah. So looking ahead, I guess at this week, you know, you guys don't have a game today, Monday the 27th, but then you go for two at San Fran. Three at Kansas City. Wow, you guys have two off days this week. You don't play Monday or Thursday. Only five games. Slow week. So what would you say in those five games? What do you think their record is? Two against San Fran, three against Kansas City.
We're going to get two from Kansas City, and we're going to lose both to the Giants. So what was that? Two and three.
You got a good game on Tuesday, Scooble versus Rodon.
That's the problem, is that Rodon, I saw Rodon was going to be pitching. That guy's a stud. So yeah.
Wednesday,
Scoob will have a decent start. I think he'll only give up probably two runs.
Yeah.
But the bats won't get going against Rodon.
Wednesday, Garcia versus Wood. Then you go Friday against Kansas City. You got Fiedo versus Keller. Bo Bresky versus Brady Singer. And then Scoob again versus Bubich. So, yeah, I think
two
you guys.
The Royals.
I could see you sweeping the Royals. Not to get your hopes up.
Definitely possible. So let's move on from the Tigers here. We can talk some Brewers if you'd like.
Absolutely.
How'd they look last week?
It was an up and down week. 4-3. We had two tough series. I mean, four game series against the Cardinals. We split it, went 2-2. Took the first one 2-0. And I just got to throw this out there. Corbin Burnes is going to be a Hall of Famer. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This dude is an absolute stud. He had one hell of a week. There's not even words to put, like, into how well he pitched this week. Against the Cardinals, I believe he went 7 innings. I'm going to pull this up to double check. I know when he pitched yesterday, I gotta get it. He had a 7-inning outing, and then he had a 7 2/3 innings. And yeah, so he pitched Monday against the Cardinals. He went 7 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, and also, mind you, that is the 5th 10-strikeout game for him this season. 5th double-digit strikeout game this season. 17th time in his career.
Impressive.
Let that sink in. 17 times he's had double-digit strikeouts.
I think you got a Cy Young candidate there, bud.
I mean, he won it last year. He should be.
Ah, they don't give back-to-backers on those, though.
Absolutely.
DeGrom will come.
Dude, look at Verlander.
Somehow. Verlander's different. Don't you dare compare those two.
You're right. Burnes is better.
Oh, my God. No way.
At this point in his career, yes.
Verlander wins that argument no matter what because he's married to Kate Upton. Or dating. I don't even know.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what Burnes' wife looks like. But anyways.
Burnes doesn't look as good as Verlander. So.
But so then we got bailed out on Tuesday. Burnes pitched a gem. And then Tyrone from the Backyardigans. Tyrone Taylor, 2-run bomb, gave us the only 2 runs we needed in that game. Knocked off Miles Michaelis and the Cardinals. Hader came in and got another save. I believe that was number 20. I know he's at 20-something. He has 22 saves this year. Phenomenal. Lost Tuesday. We were throwing everybody and anybody. Chi-Chi fucking
Speaking
Gonzalez
of relievers real quick,
on Tuesday.
Before I forget about this, why did the Dodgers let Kenley Jansen go?
Dude.
He has been unreal this year.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, it wasn't that they let him go. But, yeah, I mean, they let him sign somewhere else. And, yeah, I mean, he
And you're telling me
the
Dodgers
Braves,
couldn't find the money?
The reigning champs, mind you, signed Kenley Jansen. Dodgers just like, whatever. He's fine. Dude's got 20 saves. has only allowed 13 earned runs in 32 innings, which, I mean, for a closer, like, that's not bad. So, yeah, Kenley, I fucking hate Kenley Jansen, but, yeah, dude, why?
As a he's Dodgers, a weird-looking dude. I have no hate for him.
Fun fact,
I actually kind of like him.
Fun fact, he used to be a catcher.
Very fun fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's huge. Threw me off guard right there.
Well, he definitely had some fuck-ups with the Dodgers, but, I mean, a guy like that, just to see him perform like this, it's got to hurt to be a Dodgers fan. I mean, that's got to. It's got to hurt. And, oh, but you went out and replaced him, right? Craig Kimbrell.
Well,
oh, I mean, wait. He's been awful.
Well, okay. He was awful. He's coming back around. He does this every year, it seems.
That's
like.
That's how it always goes.
Yeah, he literally does this every year. He'll come out and he starts just absolute dog shit, worst closer in the league. And then he steps away and says, oh, I got to work on my mechanics. Dude, you've been in the league for how long? You should not have to fix your mechanics every year.
Right.
But no, yeah, he's...
It's me and my golf game, man. I golf all this time, and every time I go out there, I saw a new YouTube video to throw in the swing. That's what Craig Kimbrell does, except he does it on the major league level.
Oh, wait, let me try this.
Sees a YouTube video. He watches Pitching Ninja, and all of a sudden...
He's like, oh, if I hang my arm a little bit more at a 90-degree angle. But yeah, no, Kenley Jansen, Dodgers, never should have let him walk. But back to the Brewers, Chichi Gonzalez, I mean, we're literally down to our last hope of pitchers. We're calling up everybody and anybody. Chichi Gonzalez had like an 8 ERA pitching in the majors this year and then got released. I think he got released twice by teams this year. So the Brewers are like, oh, you know what, let's go get him off waivers. We grabbed him. He was horrible on Tuesday. There's nothing more to say about that game. Wednesday, lost again, 5-4. It was a close game. Lauer's finally coming back down to earth. It's sad to say. I saw it coming, but, I mean, did anybody really expect Eric Lauer to be, like, all-star 1.5 ERA candidate? I definitely did not. So, yeah.
Not with a name like Lauer or Eric.
I mean...
Not exactly a Cy Young name right there.
We won that trade from the Padres. I'm just going to say that. I mean, we got Eric Lauer and Luis Urias for Trent Grisham straight up. I'll take it. Looking back, we definitely won that trade. But so on Thursday, Brewers won again, 6-4, split the series. Jason Alexander, this dude, he's 2-0 now. And I'm honestly shocked. He's not a strikeout pitcher or anything, but comes up. I mean, he held the Cardinals at bay at least long enough for us to get a win. Hader came in, got another save, and we split the series 6-4. And yeah, then we took it, or we stayed at home. Toronto came to town. Adrian Hauser let us get absolutely just bombs away. Vladdy and his wagon came into town. Yeah, we lost game 1-9-4. Next game, 5-4, Burns again. This one, even better. First time a Brewers pitcher this year has gone into the eighth inning. He went 7 2/3, like I said before. Just missed another double-digit strikeout game. But 5 hits, 3 earned, 2 walks, 9 Ks. Can't complain about that. Taking down the Blue Jays. I mean, that's a tough game. And then came out yesterday, and we just absolutely destroyed Jose Berrios, who has been buns. I don't know if you have anything to say about Berrios, but
I wanted the Tigers to go after him until I've seen all this.
Yeah.
He's not been good.
I don't know. So like I had him a couple years ago in fantasy baseball, and he was like, you know, he's got that huge name, like everybody's like, "Oh yeah, Jose Berrios, like he's a great pitcher." I really don't think he is. Like he's been okay this year. Like he went on a streak right before this where he had like 3 starts that were really good. Like he looked like an all-star. But before that, he was giving up 4 or 5 game, and now he's back and he gave up like 8 runs yesterday in 2 innings. Like that is not what you want from a guy who you just signed a huge contract.
Right.
But
right. If that wraps up your Brewers, something click when you talked about winning a trade.
Okay.
Isaac Paredes. What in the world?
Yeah.
Dude, so what is it? Monday, he breaks up a no-hitter. yep. off of Gerrit Cole.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. And then the next day, he hits 3 home runs.
Yep.
What?
The parade is in town, dude. Folks.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so
this guy, every time he played for the Tigers when Jamer was hurt, he didn't do shit. Didn't do shit. Might have knocked a single here or there. I think he had maybe 1 home run with the Tigers, and he hits 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well, so the fun fact good about for that, him,
but...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So the fun fact about that was he hit 3 to put his season total at 7. He almost doubled his entire year's home run count in 1 game.
Do you know how big your dick has to feel after hitting 3 home runs in a Major League Baseball game?
And it was off the Yankees.
I mean, you have... Exactly. You've got to feel like a stud.
Absolutely.
But then Tigers lost that trade so far, because Meadows, he's been decent, but he was hurt, and, you know, he hasn't. Obviously, our hitting is still not very great. And I don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure he still hasn't hit a home run with the Tigers yet.
Mm.
I think 2 weeks ago I checked on that, and he hadn't yet.
I'll check right now.
And now Paredes has 7, and he just hit 3 in a game. Like, come on. That's
yeah.
just terrible.
Meadows does not have a home run yet this year.
Yep.
That is
another thing I was thinking about. The Angels, they've got 2 of the most exciting players in baseball.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever watched an Angels game because they're always on that West Coast time bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's like it's the Angels. Like, they're not super entertaining, but what did Ohtani have? 8 RBIs and they fucking lost?
Yeah. They lost, I believe it was 12-11. In extras that day. And I mean, can you imagine like coming up to the plate and getting 8 RBIs and then your team loses? Like, how as a team do you allow that to happen? This dude literally put his entire nutsack on the table for you and nobody else could do anything. That's just embarrassing. Nope. Like, I get there's pitching and defense and everything, but like, this dude went out and got 8 RBIs alone. And you couldn't do anything for him?
Like, and you've got one of the best baseball players of all time, and you've done nothing with that man.
You have the best baseball player nothing. To ever play the game.
That's TBD, to be decided. Mm.
I'm going to look at this game real quick.
Babe Ruth was pretty damn good, man.
It was.
But another thing about Ohtani, he had that 462-foot shot. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was a tank right there.
Absolutely.
That was a tank. We need to get him on the show. We need to get him on the show. Let's get Ohtani on the show.
Yeah.
Get him on the pod.
I'll reach out to him I'll let you know how that goes.
Yep. I'll reach out to Trout, see if we can maybe.
Well, he's on my fantasy team. He might understand a little bit better if I reached out to him.
True. Yep.
I just want to point this out quick, too. When Ohtani had those 8 RBIs, they only had 10 hits and they scored 11 runs that game. And the pitcher that got the loss, granted.
Then the next day. The next day, I forgot to mention, he had 13 Ks the very next day.
Yeah.
You go out and you hit 8 RBIs the very next day, you come out and pitch and get 13 Ks. Come on.
Yeah.
This guy might be the best baseball player ever.
I would.
And the Angels might ruin his career, too.
I don't know about that. I think, I don't know, it's so hard to say. Like, I really want the Angels to be good because they are, like we said, they are so entertaining to watch when you ever watch them because they're not relevant. But, like, they haven't been – they're not over 500 right now. They're 33 and 38. When's the last time, other than probably the beginning of the year, that you remember the Angels being over 500 and, like, being a serious playoff contender?
Yep. No, they had that somewhat hot start, and then they just fell off.
Yeah. It's tough. I feel bad for guys like Ohtani and Trout, and now you get, like, Taylor Ward and – You know, some of these guys coming up, it's like, dude.
They always have solid teams, but they just don't get it done.
They've had Joe Adell, who's the number one prospect, who's been the number one prospect for like the last 3 years, comes up and find out he's only a quadruple A player. He can't play in the majors. He rakes in triple A, comes up to the majors, can't hit.
Yep. What else are we missing here? Oh, the Yankees, they got no hit on Saturday.
They also, last time they got no hit was also by the Astros. 2003.
Fun fact. You're full of fun facts today.
Yeah, I told you, dude.
Here's
baseball,
a,
my
here's
niche,
a fun
deep
guy.
Diving.
Here's a fun guy. And then I don't know if you noticed on Sunday, they almost technically got no hit again. Went 6 innings.
Yeah.
But then they ended up walking it off in extras.
Giancarlo decided to pop the streak. said 16 innings is 16 innings too long for me. Went Yabo to center.
Yep. Also, we had that big brawl on Sunday. What'd you think of that?
That was, dude, haymakers worth thrown. Like, I saw it and I was like, oh, like, this looks like it'll be a good, like, normal fight. Bench is clear or whatever, you know, a little bit pushing and shoving. And then I look back like 5 seconds later and I just see an entire pile on the ground of guys and just fists are being thrown. Like, I literally thought they were about to put a cage out on the pitcher's mound and we were about to have UFC 2 whatever on the pitching mound.
Yep.
I don't even, I think it was JP Crawford, this little small shortstop dude's coming in there, dreads just flowing back, whipping back and forth as he's throwing left, right. He's got the 1-2 combo going on him. You know, geez. I mean, they were hitting him with the 1-2 Ray Rice out there.
Oh, wow. Wow. It was like Adrian Peterson saw his kids on the field or something, and he just started going.
Yeah.
Yep. So
that was a fun one.
Me personally, one of my most hated things about baseball is the benches clearing brawls. That was in quotes.
Dude.
Because the benches don't need to clear.
Well, and they always say...
It's usually this guy got hit by a pitch, and he's yelling at the pitcher, and then here comes the dugouts. Like, nothing was going to happen. He's not walking towards him. He's just chirping. And then, here comes the bullpen. And then there's always a second wave when the bullpen comes out where they're just pushing.
Yep.
And it's just like...
You get, like a two-minute break.
That's why baseball takes so long.
The bench is clear, and then, like, 2 minutes later, the pitcher's like, all right, it's our time now. Let's go.
Yeah.
And they come running out here. It's like, dude, you're a little late. They're like, they're cleaning up the blood already. You missed out.
They were done, and now you're winded, and you're like, oh, I'm already out here, and I got to do something. Like, it's just, it takes too long, man. Just let the guys fight.
Yeah.
Like a hockey fight. Every other player just needs to be the refs, and then when they've had enough, you break it up. Let them go. Call it good.
That was a good one.
That one was a good brawl. I will say that, you know.
Yeah.
But typically you get a little bit of pushing and shoving, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So, anything else you want to mention about baseball?
Yeah, there's two things I want to touch on. Well, a couple of things I want to touch on, just small things. One, the Orioles are kind of hot. I mean, kind of hot. Are the Orioles maybe a playoff team? A playoff team?
Whoa.
No,
I don't know,
not.
Man. The AL East?
No. They're fifth in the AL East, 34-40. But this week...
34-40 is not bad.
They did go on a four-game win streak. Three of those were against the White Sox. And one of those games, they one-hit the White Sox. Like, the Orioles don't have pitching, first off. And they one-hit the White Sox? They went 4-2 this week. Like,
you know what else we failed to mention?
Yeah, but...
O'Neal Cruz.
Well, I was getting there. Don't worry. That's coming.
Oh,
we can go
that man.
Now.
Yeah, let's do it now because that man is going to be something special.
I figured we would just wait like the Pirates, you know, wait a little bit too long.
Yeah, wait too long. Yep.
This dude should have.
Why was he not on their
opening day
roster? Opening day. Yes, yes. Why did you not have him on your opening day? Give your fans something to watch. I mean, shit.
Like, the Tigers got it. I'm not a Pirates fan. I'm an O'Neal Cruz fan. I've been waiting on this dude for, well, we're probably 70-something games into the year. I've been waiting for this dude for 70-something games. He came up 6-7.
And he did not disappoint.
No, he's huge.
That man can move. He can move for a big boy.
Yeah.
Not big boy. He's tall and lanky.
No,
he's quick.
He is a big boy. He's just so tall. I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, that throw to first and the camera just tracked it perfect and that thing was zooming.
Game one, he sets how many records? Three of the fastest sprint speeds of the year.
And then he had. Yep. Well, it was by a Pirates player ever, I think. And then the throw was the fastest recorded throw of the year by an infielder.
Plus, he hit two of the hardest hit balls by Pirates.
Yep. Yeah, he set a bunch of Pirates records, and then he had the one MLB one, which was on the throw.
He also set a record last year. So he came up for, like, a couple games right at the end of the year last year. And his first at-bat, he did the same thing where he broke the record for hardest hit ball. He hit, like, 109-mile-an-hour ball straight up the middle for a double. I mean, this dude... And look at the energy it brought
special.
Him. He comes up, they win game one against the Cubs. His first game up, 12-1. Like, the young dogs are getting it done there. Maybe not getting it done, but, you know, they're providing something.
I think they will eventually. Yep.
So do they sell?
It's always exciting. It's exciting to see your young guys come up.
Yeah, I mean, he
And I bet being a Pirates fan is probably pretty fun right now.
Yeah. He came up, they only went 3-4 with him up, but, you know, they took two games to extras. So that's something for a Pirates fan.
So let's get moving here. NHL, obviously we touched on it earlier. The Avs win, dented the trophy, pretty sweet celebration. I'm excited for the videos of eating out of the cup and doing dumb shit with the cup. And I don't know if you knew, but there is I forget his official title, but he stays with the cup at all times.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
When Ovi had it in the club, he's with it. When they take it on a day trip to out on the lake, he is there. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't show him in the picture.
The guy with the white gloves.
There. Yep, and it's been the same guy for, it's been forever. I saw it today. I think it's 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got to be the best job ever.
He's the official keeper of the Stanley Cup.
That's Phil, what it is. The keeper.
Pritchard.
Yep. So Avalanche got it done. I mean, they second most points of the league. You knew they had a shot. Kale McCarr is incredible.
Another stat for you. They made it one hell of a series. Like, the first two games, I thought the Avalanche were just going to sweep. And then, you know, Lightning made it close, won that one game. And then just, like, the last couple games were all tight. It seemed like they were all right down to the wire, final seconds. Like, something could happen whenever. It was a hell of a series.
Another stat for you. Every year that the Avalanche have won the cup, the next year, the Red Wings won.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yep.
And.
Yep. So.
And.
Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that.
Do you know what came out this week?
Say that again. What came out this week? Oh, yeah. Unrivaled. You're right.
The doc.
You're right. I forgot about it, man. I couldn't watch it yesterday. Got home from a golf trip and then. We're recording today, so I'm gonna watch it probably tomorrow, and we'll have a review next week.
That's gotta be a sign, right?
This is a good sign. The Red Wings are gonna win it next year. So that's our NHL talk.
They're gonna have to get past the Knights.
The Knights. Let's do some NBA draft talk because it was pretty exciting for me. Pistons fan, not diehard, but I've been watching it more and more every year. And you know, we got Cade Cunningham last year. Sadiq Bey was a surprise. And then this year, the Kings fuck up. They took Keegan Murray when they should have taken Jaden Ivey. And when I saw that, I was ecstatic.
Yeah, but I guess it really depends. Like, if you're looking for a shooter, like Jaden Ivey or, I don't know, I feel like they took the right pick there if they're going for a shooter.
That's what we needed.
No, I'm not saying the Pistons. I'm saying the Kings.
You're saying the Kings. Well, they're both shooters. They can both shoot. But yeah. You're right. I mean, the Kings needed anything, though. They just sold out everything, and I think they should have traded the pick. But we got Jaden Ivey. Very exciting. And then they traded again and got Jalen Duren.
Didn't even know who he was.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know who he was, but I looked him up. Stud. It's going to be a stud. But makes me sad because now it means we're probably not going to go after DeAndre Ayton, who would have been a stud, who is a stud.
He's
a
certified stud. I could also see with all this stuff that's going on with the Nets might push for DeAndre Ayton.
They don't need him. They have Drummond.
Drummond's washed. He's probably not going to play this year. He's so old. I don't know.
Well, that's enough NBA talk for me.
Well, hold up. You're just not going to touch on. You're not going to touch on the Bucks.
I mean, I didn't even see what they did. What'd they do?
We drafted Marjan Beauchamp.
Who?
Yep. Marjan Beauchamp. And so if anyone, I'm not a Pokemon guy, but I saw a meme and it's fucking great. So there's Machamp, the big, like, sea creature Pokemon. He's got four arms. Kind of looks, you know.
He looks ripped. Well, I'm familiar. I'm familiar.
So
he's jacked.
Somebody photoshopped Marjan Beauchamp's head on Machamp's head and said, "You just got beat by Beauchamp." Kind of clever.
It's crafty. Now it'll be later in the season if the Bucks ever win another championship.
Oh, another, like, you know, the one that we won
Beauchamp
last year, you know.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. That's enough NBA for me, man. The Pistons are so bad. It's not fun to talk about it.
I think they might be fun this year, though. Like, not to get your hopes up or anything, but I think they might be fun. No, no.
My hopes don't get up for the Pistons like that because I don't watch enough of their games. Maybe I will now that we got a nice young core. But
yeah,
we got short NFL talk this week. Gronk retired.
Again.
So I put together – yep, again, correct.
Dude, do you think
– And he'll probably unretire again in the middle of the season when Brady calls him up.
I was going to say, do you think that him and Brady have like a bet to see who can retire and unretire the most amount of times? And if so, who do you think would win?
I think Brady would win because he hasn't had as many bad injuries. I think Brady could play till he's 55, and I think Gronk only maybe has like 2 more years of unretiring and re-retiring.
I don't even know how old Gronk is. How old is Gronk? He looks like he's 23.
I think, no, dude, he's like 35, 36. He was drafted in.
Well, sorry, he parties.
I want to say 2011.
That's what I meant to say.
Right, right.
Parties looks, drafted, you know, same thing.
Maybe he's only 30. I don't know. Look that up while I talk about his career highlights.
Okay.
So one of my personal favorite moments when he broke the internet with BB Jones. For those unfamiliar, that's an adult film star. They don't like to be called porn stars, apparently, but she's a adult film star.
My hand is
what we
up,
got
sir?
For the age.
He's 33.
Yep, yep. 33. He's young. Oh,
May
man.
14th, 1989.
He might be able to. He might be able to beat Brady out on the unretire, re-retire. But anyways, broke the internet with BB Jones. He posted a picture with her basically naked in his jersey. That was That's phenomenal. Hot. Roger Goodell did not like that.
Goodell
gave
is,
me my first. Dude. It might have gave me my first half chub, honestly, when that happened. I was younger. Might have been the first one.
Well, that might have been a little bit TMI, but
I go think on. It's a big moment for your boy Tubbs.
Just so you guys all know,
anyways,
Tubbs got his first half chub to Gronk and BB Jones. So,
yep, mark that down. You can know that about me. I'm very open. He also, everybody remembers the Lombardi Trophy dent with the baseball. That was hilarious. They still have that in Gillette Stadium, the dented Lombardi Trophy that Gronk fucked up. And then also the one with the Bucks. Him and Brady were playing catch with it. From boat to boat.
Oh, my God.
That sparked some controversy.
That thing's got to be so heavy.
Right, right.
Imagine just
Gronk's got
a giant
Gronk's hands
trophy.
Are probably as big as my head.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, like, just talk. How heavy do they think that thing is? Like, I mean, it's got to be, like, 20 pounds, right? Lombardi.
Yeah, I was going to say 15, 20. 15,
trophy
20.
Weight. What's the old Google say? Oh, 7 pounds. So I take
oh,
it back.
I could throw that thing around. And then my last career highlight moment was when he trashed the Lions on live TV. He said the reason he first retired was because the Patriots were going to trade him to the Lions. And he said, you can't do that. I'm retired.
He told the,
he
Lions
didn't want to
for the
Lions to
keep his name out your fucking mouth. That's what he said.
Yep.
He said, I don't want no shit.
Slapped him. Slapped him. That's when we were decent, too. Like, we had Stafford. We still had Kelvin Johnson, Reggie Bush. Like, we were decent when that happened. And he.
What is the. What's the threshold for decent?
It was the year before or after they made the playoffs. Not 0-16, correct.
Okay.
Yep. So, enough about that. You just pissed me off. Now I'm done talking about that guy.
Well, I mean.
So I guess we can move on to our grit award of the week.
Yep, this was my idea. I think every week we should start giving out an award for just pure grit. You know, there's something that goes on every week. It was a real toss-up this week between, you know, Isaac Paredes, you know, just absolutely raking. And then I decided, you know what? No. The grit award needs to go to the man who holds my heart, Jake Thibodeau.
I appreciate that.
Do you accept this award?
Like we said earlier, I accept this.
Great.
With the utmost enthusiasm and respect.
Sure, would you like to give a speech?
I'd like to thank my father, who was along with me on the trip, my roommate / landlord, who was with me on the trip, everybody over at Integrity Interiors, just pure grit out of the whole group. I had 5 rounds in 4 days. on the fifth day or on the fourth day yesterday, I was feeling it, and we were on the way to the golf course. And I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I can do this, but I gotta do it. I gotta do it. I gotta do it for the listeners. And I did it. Greens were fast. It was a tough course. Shot okay, pretty bad, but you know, I probably drank about 100 beers and a fifth of Fireball.
God damn.
And I think I got no more than 4 hours of sleep every night we were up there, because you know, you're drinking and having fun till about 3, and then you got to be up at 7 for tomorrow's tea time. So
that is
definitely showed some grit up there, and I'm just glad it's getting recognized.
I would like to point out, is it a weird dynamic that you get between your roommate and your landlord? Do you guys, you know, do things together?
No, nothing's done. I mean, we watch TV shows together, and
like Netflix,
you know, we play cornhole.
Oh,
never Netflix. Never Netflix. That's a boundary we don't want to cross.
Do you watch Netflix and play cornhole at the same time?
No. I want this conversation to be over. No. Nope. Cornhole happens outdoors. It's the backyard game enjoyed by many across the United States of America.
Freaky.
There is no second meaning to this. We never put on Netflix because that's a weird boundary I don't want to cross. We put on sports and we drink beer.
Oh, that's
sometimes
manly.
Go golf.
Okay, okay. That's manly. Yep. We're good.
We are men, manly men. That's who we are. So
yeah.
we're going to move on now. We're going to move on now.
Yeah. I think next week for the Grid Award, we'll kind of, you know, come to this on a consensus. It won't just be me. So I think, you know, we'll pay attention and we'll come to one together instead of, you know, me picking one out.
I appreciate the nomination, though.
You're welcome. It
means a lot to me.
I wanted to keep, you know, the honorary award in the family, so to speak.
Yep. So, next week, we're going to have, each of us are going to put together an all-star ballot, and then we're going to critique the shit out of each other's ballots, because I'm sure there's going to be some names on there that definitely should not be.
Oh, yeah. All-star and game's coming up, you know, we got to get in the mood. Greatest time of the year.
We got to get
Homer
ready.
Derby.
It's a game that means nothing, but the Home Run Derby is going to be phenomenal. I'm a big celebrity softball guy, too.
Yeah.
I sometimes enjoy watching that, you know? I like seeing Jenny Finch just get bombs hit off of her.
Do you know where the All-Star game is?
Where's it at?
Take a guess.
It's not Colorado. That was recently. Mm-hmm. We're going to go... Wrigley Field.
Nope. It is at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, I knew that. I so knew that.
Which I think might be all right when it comes... but I think it might be all right when it comes to the Home Run Derby.
That's true. I just want to see bombs, man.
Nothing will beat the Home Run Derby in Colorado.
No, that was... Or when Giancarlo hit that 500-foot bomb in Miami and it broke the glass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. We should put together a favorite Home Run Derby moments to go with the All-Star. That can be like the week before. That's what we can do.
Robbie Cano when he was roided up.
Yep. Who was it? Prince Fielder, dude. He used to have just such a sweet swing. And in the Home Run Derby, he just put everything into it. That was fun to see.
Yeah.
Or Josh Hamilton. Remember Josh Hamilton?
Yeah, he was coked out. He wasn't roided up. He was coked out.
Yeah.
That dude.
Yep.
Hardcore drug.
Roids and coke. You get everything at the Home Run Derby. Coke and roids, and I think somebody drank a beer there once. They were out of it and they cracked a beer.
I mean,
so
might as well. It's just the All-Star game.
Well, beer's terrible for you. I don't know why anybody would drink that.
Oh, says the guy who put an over under on 40.5 beers this weekend. He drank one for the entire roster of the Tigers.
It's a lot. Yeah, I'm gonna write all their names on my beers and just. All
right, this one's Riley Green.
Off, man.
I'm gonna really take my time with this one.
Right, and then I'm just gonna chug as fast as I can for Javi Baez.
Oh, I thought he was back.
Get that thing out of here. He's overpaid. He is back. You're right.
Wait, so then for like E-Rod's beer, do you just set it to the side?
Yeah, and then forget it's even there.
Oh, okay.
And just really wonder what's going on with that thing.
It's his wife, bro.
Her ex-wife. Is it actually?
Yeah.
Did it come out?
That's what it was.
What was the reason?
It's a whole
I didn't
divorce
see it.
Thing. Breaking news, Jake did not know what was going on with his own team.
Breaking news, a guy isn't playing baseball because he's going through a divorce?
Do you remember the whole, what's his name from the Cubs, where like his wife cheated on him? And like that's why he had to take time away from baseball?
Oh, Sammy Sosa?
No. what's his name? He played for the Rays and then... God damn it, that's going to bug me.
Oh, Longoria.
No, it wasn't Longoria. Longoria's got a hot wife.
Oh.
Yeah, he said...
I thought she cheated on him.
Yeah, Eduardo Rodriguez.
Well, if it's actually...
Tigers due to marital issues.
So he got cheated on. Oh, and it was probably by somebody on the Tigers. What do you want to bet?
That would be...
I feel like that's the only reason you would not play is because you don't want to be around that dude.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe like a worker or something. I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot.
Like a lot of people go through divorces.
I don't know. I mean, oh, it's Ben Zobrist, by the way. His wife cheated on him. And it was a very ugly, ugly divorce, so he had to step away from baseball. So.
Yep.
I feel like that might be what
he's doing. Let's get into our weekend preview. Let's get into our weekend preview here and wrap this bad boy up. Put a bow on it.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, I'll be drinking quite a few beers, sitting around a fire, probably play some cornhole.
Sit around.
I'm golfing on Sunday. Yep. Sing our campfire song.
Yeah.
CAMPFIRESONG song. So camping, going golfing on Sunday, coming home Monday, gonna be hungover, gonna be tan. Really trying to just get that Greek god look, you know.
Really let the freedom shine, you know.
Exactly. I'm going to be playing a lot of Kid Rock this weekend, that's for sure.
Speaking of, I'm going to a Kid Rock concert in September.
There you go. What do you got this weekend?
Honestly, right now, I don't have plans. I don't have to work Saturday, so that's nice. I don't have to work Monday, so that's also nice. And I'm just going to chill. Throw back some brewskis.
That's...
Wear my red, white, and bruise shirt for probably 4 days in a row, and maybe I'll switch it up one day. But I don't know.
That's
maybe...
crazy. If you have no plans, you should come out to the cottage.
We'll see.
This dude just denied me live on air.
Well, no, it's not a deny. It's a maybe. I don't know what my plans are. I just told you. I don't
Your
have plans
maybes
as of
are
right
always
now.
No's. Your maybes are always no's.
To be determined.
There we go.
We'll put
Fix
it that
it
way.
A little bit.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you got anything else?
Nope. Just look forward to next week. We'll have our All-Star ballot. We'll have another Grid Award of the Week. If anybody wants to send in a submission, tell us about what you did throughout the week or on the weekend that, you know, maybe deserves that award. Other than that, that's all we got.
Yeah, give us something. You know, give us some crazy stories. Maybe we can make a new segment about some of your crazy stories or something. I don't know.
Yep. Crazy story of the week, Grid Award of the week. We'll do a lot of other weeks. Just send them in. Text, tweet. Call, fax, email.
Yeah, I mean,
old school mail doesn't
matter. You guys saw our Twitter at Tanks and Tubs. Go or at Tanks and Tutties. Go follow that. Give us some advice on what we should add, what we should get rid of, what you want more of, what you want less of, whatever it is. You know, like we keep saying, we're trying to be inclusive.
Before you say it, you can't get rid of Austin. He stays.
It's a deal breaker. We're a package.
Yep, deal breaker.
We play
so,
MLB the
with
show
that, everybody,
together.
Have a happy 4th of July. Stay safe and drink some beer for your boy Tubbs.
Yes, sir. Wait, what See about ya. For me?
Nah, fuck you.